Silverize, real deal.
We already rolling.
Hey. We already rolling.
Silverize, we already rolling, baby.
What's up, homie? How you feeling,
man? G?
Can't call it, dog. How you doing, man? You good?
Yes, sir. You know it. How you?
Man, I'm blessed, blessed, man. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just introducing the people, you know what I'm saying, to who I was about to be talking to. And there he go right there. We over here matching with the yellow. There go Buddha B, y'all. 843 Spiners, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 843. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Representing Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, sir, man.
West
Cass, West Ass. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time, chopping it up with me today, my dude. This is real humbling. Like I said, I got the plug from my boy Justin. That was my next door neighbor since we was kids, and he told me y'all went to school together, if I'm not mistaken. So,
solid dude.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the artist behind my Gucci picture right there. Drop the world too. He did the artwork for that too. So yeah, that's my boy.
Hell yeah. Always got love for my man. Show respect. Jumping right into it, though, because I ain't going to lie, bro. Since he put me on to you in the middle of 2020, I've been actually, you know what I'm saying, sparingly listening to your shit just since then. I got to be honest with you. I'm a fan. So I do appreciate your music, bro. I appreciate the visuals that you've been putting out. And I'm just being for real. You've been putting out some shit since, like, what, 2016? If Apple Music's not lying, probably before then. But, like,
yeah,
what's up? Go ahead.
Yeah. Shit. Well, I put my first project out on like DatPiff. I started putting on my first early shit out on DatPiff. And that was probably around 2013, 2012, around that time. And you know, we graduated to the Apple Music and the Tidal as that came along. But yeah, and all in all, I got about like over about 13 projects. So
damn, bro, that's lit. Hell yeah. That's what I like to see, bro. And while I was mentioning that shit earlier, we had we was DMing. It's like that catalog is definitely impressive right there in itself. You know what I'm saying? It speaks for itself. So yeah, bro. Can I ask you, bro, on the visual for the Dead Guys? Cause I'm gonna just drop right to it. That's the one that you just dropped most recently. That's one of those fresh out in the streets doing numbers. How was that? Who came up with the idea for that to just go into the graveyard, bro? That's real bold, bro. That's dope as shit. How that happened, brother?
All right. Well, shit. Really, me and my homie Keith, me and my right-hand Keith, we on all the videos. So, shit. He the type of dude just come like, hey, we got to get something done. We got to do something. B, which video we doing? We got this music. Yeah. We need videos. So, shit, you know, we in the A, we try to utilize our resources to the best of our ability. So we come up with the best song, see our resources, and shit, the graveyard was right there looking as perfect as can be. So, I mean, we just went out there and really just did our thing. And the thing about that video, it came about so quick, man, because we shot it on a Sunday. And we got done with it it took us about an hour and a half. We got done around like 4:30. Man, that video was done around about 3 o'clock that night. So we premiered it at like 11 o'clock on Monday. And I mean, like how you said, it did a couple numbers. So we just trying to push, man. We just gonna keep pushing.
Congratulations, man. This is so crazy. And this is one thing I was kind of bragging with before you hopped in. That you're basically all in house, right? If I'm not mistaken, you're actually all in house. Yeah, bro. That's deep. Yeah. I see it in the background. Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah, that's deep.
And were you doing that since 2012, 2013, or did you always have, like, you know what I'm saying, your right hand man helping you with that? Like,
I mean, shit. Well, I was always rapping. Graduated the producer, the beats. Learned how to, you know, control the Pro Tools. Shit. So, and then after that, you needed a video, so started doing the videos. Shit, and I mean, really, I had to adopt all these stuff myself, man. Like, I had to put so many hats on because, you know, you rely on somebody to bring, you know, one hat and they forget it. So,
yeah, bro.
You learn how to put it all on.
What they say, though, if you want to get a job done, you get it done yourself. And then if anything happens, you're going to blame yourself for it. So it's like you're definitely doing the damn thing. You know what I mean? But just hopping on to it, because like you said, you gave my man Justin props for that. Was it Drop the World? Was it Drop the World 2? Did he draw that?
Drop the World 2? Yes.
Yeah, he draw that. Okay. Yeah, bro. Skipping that, because that was a few years ago. We're going to hop in today, time. Man, you paying homage to one of my favorite cartoons of all time, The Simpsons, bro. Is that, like, one of your favorites of all time, too? What's the relationship with Bart Simpson, man?
I just really like I'm a fan of the Simpson artwork. But it's really I made that Simpson song. It was one of the first songs for my album. So I was just like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to have to really feed off of that and really, you know, try to market that as we can. That's why you can see it. I don't know if y'all can see. I got my shirt on.
Hell
right
yeah.
Now.
Hell yeah. With the chick saying it's Buddha B.
That's coming to the market real soon. You know.
Okay.
But, right now, that's only me exclusive for right now. We trying them out. But the Simpsons song, it came along and we were just like, we really got to market it as such. And then I got the vision for the artwork in my head. I do the artwork too. So put that together. You know what I'm saying? And it just all came together, really.
You man, know, I gotta ask, man. Would you like in a po? I ain't no, there's no nothing paying, no disrespect, ain't like that. Cause Tupac did the same thing, bro. Tupac went to performing arts or something like that. Were you like in a school at an early age that was just like you had that gift? Like,
yeah, I went to school of the arts. I mean, I went to creative art school since I was in like first grade.
Word, okay,
but. But sixth through ninth grade, I went to School of the Arts in Charleston for theater. And okay. I was really like a theater student out there doing Shakespeare, Hamlet, Mozart, and all type of crazy shit like that. So, yeah, I mean, I got a little history on me. But
that's good.
Really, the graphics I really picked up on my own, though.
That's what's up, bro. Hey, man, versatility, it keeps you and it goes a long way, bro. But hopping into this, man, to describe your style to the new listener, you just getting put on to people, just say, I don't know. People already know you. But how would you describe your style for the new listener, man?
I mean, my style is real unique, versatile. You might hear me on the same song and be like, these are the same two people? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I put a lot of time into my craft, so it's real, like, I wouldn't say, like, a future sound, but it's real, a lot of melodies, a lot of punchlines, real catchy music, mostly, I'm on the trap wave right now, but I'm a rapper, like, I'm a singer, I can do it all, bro. I make whatever sound good. I hate to tell people that, but that's what I tell people. I don't want to sound cocky, but I just make whatever sound good, honestly.
Yeah. For me. Hell yeah. And what's so funny, man, I'm going to keep it real with you, dog. The black man has always been humble forever. And I'm not trying to sound like the preacher, not like that. But, bro, we've been humble for so damn long, bro. And I just told you,
it's time to take our flowers.
It's
man.
Time to take the flowers, dog. So you don't hold back your humbleness. I use the term hold your nuts and do that damn thing. Let them people know what you do, bro, and hold that shit high. You feel me? Because I'm damn sure going to do it, too. For real, like. I fuck with, like I said, bro, I got hip to you probably back in, I'll even show you the message, it was probably back in April, May, around Rona when Rona just started hitting, and I asked a man just to flood me with different artists and shit so I could just get hip, and I don't know if you are at Cut Your Locks yet, or then went in, but I gotta ask, bro, what made you cut them shits, because they was damn near leaping too like mine, bro, what made you cut the locks, dog?
Well, the locks, man, it was just one day. I was just, it just got, it was, they were too long, man. Like,
damn.
With my right hand, Keith, we was, I think, I want to say we were doing Dead Guys. Was we doing Dead Guys? I think we was actually recording Dead Guys.
Damn.
I think we was recording that shit. And, I don't know. I was just like, man, bro, I'm about to cut my hair, bro. Like, I'm just tired. And, little before you knew it, like, you know, I had the scissors behind Snip. Like, oh, this man tripping, like, but no,
damn.
I just got tired. They was just okay. getting heavy. You got to put them in a hair. You got to put them in a rubber band when you eat. You know how it is,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, so, man. How long did you have them?
I started in 2013, so shit.
Damn.
That's about seven.
Seven years. Okay. That's what's up, man. Hell yeah, man. Shit, hey, you knew the journey, so that's all I say. You knew that process, my nigga. Yeah, anyways, bro. But that's what's up, though, man. Like I said, I'm a fan of the visuals that you do as well as, like, your artwork and shit like that. And we could just, you know what I'm saying, go back a little bit in time. You know, you had a dope-ass video as well called Yahoo. And if you can, just to say something on it, like, bro, that's a hood anthem, bro. I'm gonna call for this a trap anthem, like, bro. I was just like ready to go sock nigga, like do some fucked up shit, like, man, I ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, man.
What was the motivation for that?
The Yahoo video. I just got that beat from one of my little homies. Just started doing beats, and I got the song, got the cover art, and I was like, yeah, well, it need a hard ass video. Using our resources, bro. Just another example of using our resources. One of my homies had a house out there in Charleston. We had the perfect location, had the right model, and everything just came together like a puzzle, man. Like, y'all, who we got mail, man.
Hey, bro. Since I think you went to school, my nigga, you here OG to me, so you probably a couple years older than me, man. And like I said, I grew up in Charleston until I moved when I was 13 up here. But before I moved, one thing was definitely popping, bro. It was MySpace down there in Charleston. If you can remember that great legendary site, bro. You know, we on IG. We definitely graduated now, but you know, MySpace was the OG of them all. Do you remember, bro? Do you remember your actual MySpace name? And if you do you remember, like, your song when people used to click your profile, like the first song they'll hear? Do you remember that shit?
I can't remember my MySpace name. It was either, like, Lil Buddha, or it was always, like, Buddha, or, like, Buddha B or Lil Buddha or something like that. But I can tell you my first MySpace song that I ever put on it, my first layout, everything.
Yeah.
The Leather So Soft by Lil Wayne.
Hey,
I had the matching layout too.
That's word. Yeah, yeah, that's the first one. Damn, bro. Leather. So like, Leather So Soft. Wayne was definitely singing that motherfucker. He should have got a Grammy. So, you know.
No, all the fact.
Hey, bro. Since we speaking on some legendary rappers right now, and I'm just asking the most basic interview question, just because this is an interview show. Why the fuck not? Who are three influential people in your life that got you to where you at?
In my life?
Yeah, man. It could be career-wise. It could be, you know what I'm saying, just music, anything like that.
I'm going to say my grandmama. My grandmama, she real influential.
Shout out to Grams.
Oh, yeah. My mama, she real influential.
Yeah. Shout out to Grams.
Who influenced me really, like, third? Oh, no, I'm gonna name somebody famous. I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm a big Gucci fan. I grew up on Gucci, so we're gonna say Gucci. Gucci influenced me.
Are we gonna say Gucci now? The Gucci that they say is the clone, who ain't the clone, we know he ain't, or the Gucci before 350 pounds, unhealthy Gucci.
Because
that's who can breathe.
All right, so I appreciate Gucci now more, but I appreciate his work from back then more, if that makes any sense. So I can't really choose. Like, I was raised on the music, but I appreciate the person that he grew into. So,
big facts, bro. I actually do too, man. You got to respect that shit. That's called growth for sure, bro. And just to keep this shit going, because it's a good conversation, B, man. If you could choose a movie, man, to remake, like, with your homies, like, y'all redo the cast and anything like that, what movie would y'all remake, bro?
It's gonna have to be like a Friday movie, but that shit might be like, we might have to call it Saturday or something.
Call that shit Saturday? Hell yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe along those lines.
Hey, man, what's the expectations you got for 2021, man? 2020 was a shitty-ass year, definitely one of the shittiest years of my life, losing a lot of people and seeing a lot of shit. What's some expectations you got for this year coming up, my man?
I mean, my big expectation for me is to really, you know, press this harder, press my craft harder, put more behind it, stay more consistent on social media, stay more consistent with the visuals. Really just don't take no breaks. Like, usually I'll drop this month and not drop next month and just wait, but I don't really care. Like, I'm going to drop. I'm no yeah. breaks this, no breaks this year. So yeah, just more content, more music.
No breaks. That's the motto for this year. I definitely took that from this year, bro. I appreciate that shit. I always learn something in doing these talks, bro. You definitely just taught me that for sure. I got motivated from that, my guy. So, yeah, man. If anything, bro, I honestly am not gonna hold nobody that long. Like I said, I really like to be respectful to time. Like, get people in and out, but at the same time, I like to be very respectful as well to the craft and everything else. But I do appreciate you taking your time to chop it up with me. Like I said, this is the first time I talked to you, is it not? Like,
oh yeah, this is the first time we actually spoke face to face. But I appreciate you just as much as you appreciate me, man, for real, man.
Yeah. Because,
like, ain't too many people, like, you know, giving me this chance, and I appreciate every big little chance that I get. So, shit, if you need me to be on this every week, dog, I'll be on this every week talking to you. For real though, if y'all have anything, I see y'all got the podcast going on, shit. I got my degree in communication, so I'll pull up on y'all whenever y'all start, you know what I'm saying, recording or whatever, because I want in on that shit, man. That's some good stuff y'all got going.
This will be me, bro. This will be
long way. Fuck with you the long way. I salute everything y'all got going on, for real.
Bro, that's respect, boss, for real, bro. That's what we need out here, bro. Black man, keep uplifting each other. I'm trying to tell you, bro, this shit will make a whole lot of people angry, and that's what we fucking need, bro.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, bro.
Let's make them mad.
Hey, thank you, bro. Show and all that other shit like that. Let everybody know where they can find you at. Come and post this on YouTube and shit.
Go ahead. Find me on YouTube, Booda B TV, BoodaBTV. And then y'all can find me on IG at it's Booda B I T S B O O D A B. And y'all can find me on Facebook, BoodaB, Booda B, your boy.
Hey, man, it's another episode of Silver Rise Live or Silver View, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'm Silver talking to people on this shit. That's Buddha B, and we out this bitch. Thank you again, my G.
Stay safe. Happy 2021.
Happy 2021, bro.